You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We get to share the story of a wonderful RSO. What is an RSO? Recognized Service Organization in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We have a wonderful series to share with you about organizations that support us and help us carry out the work that the Lord has given us today. We're going to talk about Concordia Counseling in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining me today, Deaconess Michelle Downey. She's the director of Concordia Counseling in Indiana. Deaconess, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to learning more about the work of Concordia Counseling, who you serve, and what are the ways that Concordia Counseling serves in the community. Let's start first with the community where Concordia Counseling exists.
Sure. Concordia Counseling is located in Seymour, Indiana. We are a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church, and we are an outreach ministry. And so outreach entails sharing the Word of God with by spreading the Word of God through Christ-centered counseling care is how we do that. Our mission is to provide biblically sound, clinically effective, and financially affordable services in our community. We're really blessed to be located in Seymour, Indiana, which if you've ever been to Seymour, it's kind of a Lutheran hub. We have a Lutheran church on every corner. We're blessed to have Camp Lakeview Ministries located nearby us. We have the Lutheran Community Home located close to us as well. And so we are blessed to be a ministry of the Brownstown and Seymour circuits, where over 15 congregations have joined together to support the ministry of Concordia Counseling.
Let's go back to how it all began. How did the need arise for Concordia Counseling? How did that come about?
So it was probably about 3 years ago that we started having the conversation about the need that we're seeing in our community, mm-hmm. that pastors and principals, school administrators, our church workers are being asked to respond to crisis and emergencies that are taking place in marriages and families with our young children. Research shows that 1 in 5 adults will be diagnosed with anxiety or depression, and 1 in 4 children. And so those are not just statistics. Those are the stories of our members and our community members, our family and our friends who are suffering from the effects of the stress in their lives, the struggles that we have in our daily lives. And so as our pastors are being asked to respond to those needs, there are not resources available for them to make a referral to Christ-centered counseling services. And so the conversation started at a circuit Winkle, where we just started talking with the pastors about the need that was there. And the idea was born that could we have a distinctly Lutheran counseling ministry available in our community? What would that look like? What would it take? How do we become a 501c3 nonprofit ministry? And we started forming our board of directors. And currently, we have 5 pastors who serve on our board of directors, plus counselors and community members who believe in the mission of Concordia Counseling, which is really to reach into as an outreach to spread the word of God through one-on-one Christ-centered counseling care.
I want to go back to unpack a little bit more the need that and how that came up. You mentioned pastors, school administrators, teachers, educators, all experiencing situations where they were, those they serve are facing crises or have needs, and having the need to be able to make a referral to a resource that they mm-hmm. can trust. Mm-hmm. Pastors, educators are all equipped in some ways to care for the needs of those they serve, but there's a scope, right? And how do we as educators, as pastors, know what that scope is, and then be able to make a referral with confidence?
Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it often has to do with time. Mm-hmm. The time may not be there for an administrator to deal fully with someone who is struggling from bipolar, for example, who may need a referral to see a psychiatrist, who may be at a higher level of care. How do we respond to that need immediately in front of us when there's also the administrative tasks that need to be done, the day-to-day running of the school, the day-to-day running of the congregation? And so even when our pastors and administrators are very equipped to respond and care for individuals, the time is not there to respond fully. And so Concordia Counseling is an outpatient level of care, which means that we are able to meet biweekly with individuals for 55 minutes at a time. We're able to meet with the individual themselves who's struggling, and also with their spouses, other family members who are also being affected, and to really have kind of a holistic wraparound approach when we're working with someone who's struggling. And the truth is really that even when things are going relatively well, we're all still struggling at times. We're all sinners. We're married to sinners, parenting sinners, working alongside sinners. And the truth is that we're all tempted at times to throw in the towel for the vocations that the Lord has prepared for us. And so Concordia Counseling offers kind of a wellness model where we're serving not only individuals who have maybe a more persistent and severe mental illness, but we're also serving family members and friends and community members who are just struggling with the demands of our daily lives. All of us can at times benefit from a bit of a well check that says, I could receive some encouragement and guidance from a fellow sinner who can kind of help me reorient myself to the promises of God and to remind me that I'm not alone, that the Lord is present in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the suffering, that He hasn't forsaken me there, and to kind of reorient us to the Word of God.
Mm. As a counseling center, you, I think, have really helped us start to see this. How does being Lutheran shape how you approach this care of counseling and mental health and wellness?
Mm-hmm. We're so blessed right now to have three full-time counselors who are all serving from a distinctly Lutheran perspective. Mm-hmm. Reverend Dr. Nicholas Fuller is serving on our staff, and he offers pastoral oversight for us as we meet in our staff meetings on Mondays. We're always talking about how can we integrate our Lutheran confessions when we're talking about cases. We will always be praying for our members and finding passages that remind us of the promises that the Lord has for us in the midst of those struggles. And so I am a deaconess in the Lutheran Church. Pastor Fuller is on our staff. And one of the things that we have committed to as a ministry is to hiring counselors who are active members in good standing of a Lutheran church. And in addition to that, we're hoping to put our counselors through colloquy who haven't already received a theological basis so that they can receive some of that confessional Lutheran training to have sound doctrine that we're bringing into the counseling setting. And so as we talk among ourselves in staff meetings, and also it's built into the fabric of what we do. Every session that we're having, we're listening for the opportunity to share the Word of God. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. And so we're looking for those opportunities to share the Word of God with the individuals that we're serving in every session. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we have kind of tagged our third session as our outreach session. And so if we have not already, by the point of our third session, had a conversation with the individual about their church attendance, about their daily devotion life, that we've tagged that third session to say, this is our outreach session. Let's have those conversations directly. And so it's a way for us as counselors to be really cognizant and intentional in that.
How has this support been received by pastors, educators, administrators in your two circuits?
Mm-hmm. I mentioned before that part of our mission is to provide biblically sound, clinically effective, and financially affordable counseling services. And that commitment is really significant. Each of our counseling sessions are typically subsidized by about $50 per session. A lot of people are surprised to hear that it's our middle-class families that are receiving most of that subsidy support. Individuals that are low income may have Medicaid insurance that will pay fully for their sessions, but our middle class families are coming in with potentially a high deductible plan that won't kick in until you've already spent maybe $5,000, $6,000 out of pocket, which can present some significant financial obstacles to receiving care. And so our circuit pastors and our congregations have circled around Concordia Counseling. We're run primarily by donations and grants. And so those pastors have seen the benefit of being able to refer confidently to a counseling ministry that's going to be providing biblically sound services. I know that when we first started the conversation about Concordia Counseling, one of the things that I was asked over and over again is, what's happening in the counseling session? Our pastors want to know, what are you teaching? What is the guidance that's given? And so as we share that we're really approaching each and every person as a child of God, reminding each and every person of their baptismal identity, mm-hmm. and Christ-centered counseling services are then an on-ramp to the Word and Sacrament ministry. As an outreach of the church, we're really pointing individuals back to receiving the Word of God and His promises that are given to us through His sacraments. And so our pastors are responding with gratitude in individual and public settings, saying, this is something different. And so they're supportive and they're thankful for being able to refer confidently to a resource that is providing Christ-centered care.
You mentioned that this is a resource, not just to the congregations, to the community as well. How has Concordia Counseling become known in the community?
So one of the things that we've been doing over the course of the last year is going to each of the congregations and sharing our ministry and our mm-hmm. mission with them. And we're also going into the community to... We have partnerships with some of our Christian-owned organizations in our community where we're able to create an employee assistance program, allowing individuals to receive care at Concordia Counseling where it has been subsidized by the employer. So through the congregations, we have a member assistance program that has been subsidized by our members and by our donations and grants to allow individuals to receive affordable care. When we're serving in the outreach into our community organizations, our community organizations are also stepping up and saying, we really want our employees to be able to receive Christ-centered care as well. And so they are subsidizing so that their members can receive affordable care. So we have EAP partnerships as well as member assistance partnerships with our congregations. And as we're going out into the community, even our secular counseling organizations recognize the need that for a Christ-centered counseling ministry. Every time that we receive a referral, when we receive an intake through our referral line, we are able to share right there transparently that we are offering biblically sound, clinically effective services. Is that going to be a good match for you? And so individuals at that time are able to say, yes, that will be a good match, or maybe not. Mm-hmm. And in those cases, we're able to make a referral and wish them God's blessings. And so that transparency, I think, is something that everyone is grateful for, both from pastors and church workers, as well as from our secular counseling ministries as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're learning about Concordia Counseling in Indiana with Deaconess Michelle Downey. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Bye. Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today we're learning about Concordia Counseling, a recognized service organization in Indiana. Our guest is Deaconess Michelle Downey, and we've been learning a lot about the organization, the work, and this Christ-centered care that's provided through Concordia Counseling and how it has been really, in essence, a grassroots effort. The congregations in these communities have come together and said, we have a need, and this is a great way to meet that need. Now, you've mentioned a couple of times the phrase clinically effective. Tell me a little bit more about what that means.
All of our counselors at Concordia Counseling are uniquely equipped to provide biblically sound and clinically effective services. And one of the clinically effective simply means we have the training and ability to assess and respond to the needs of our clients by having that clinical background. And so we do clinical assessments when they're necessary. We do make referrals for medication management when that is necessary. We're able to assess more accurately what might be happening from a neurological standpoint, and to be able to make the assessment of what will be a helpful treatment plan for the individual that we're working with. Ultimately, we know that as humans, we're sinful. So that's the primary diagnosis, is that we're all sinful human beings interacting with a fallen world and other fallen sinful human beings. So our primary diagnosis is always the same. Given that, there are individuals who may benefit from medication interventions or other interventions. And so being able to have kind of that full scope is helpful. And that is something that all of our counselors are equipped to do.
And that, I think, helps us understand the scope between a clinical setting and a counselor versus being a pastor or a teacher who may not have that education or training to be able to make a referral to someone who not only has the biblical understanding, but also the clinical training to make a referral or provide those services and that care. That's so valuable. I know as a DCE, being able, you know, having a support system like that to be able to make a referral would have, you know, when I was in the parish, would have been so valuable to be able to make a referral with confidence. Gosh, I can imagine, you know, that's just great for the church workers and for the parents and the families in that community as well. How have you seen Concordia Counseling making a difference in the just few years? It sounds like Concordia Counseling's been around for just a few years. How have you seen that difference being made?
Mm-hmm. It has been such a blessing to be in a front row seat watching how the Lord has been working through Concordia Counseling. The connections that have been able to be made in our community, the informal conversations that we're having on Sundays with a family at church who will come up and share something that's been happening. There is a family in one of our churches whose her husband was diagnosed with bipolar, and the effect on the family was significant in terms of dad is no longer acting like dad. He's acting in ways that are confusing, both for his wife and for his adult children. And it was so beautiful to see the way that this Christian family kind of enveloped their dad by offering love and support for him. But before he could get well, he needed to go to an inpatient facility. And had we not been able to kind of diagnose accurately what was happening, the family wouldn't really have known what was happening with dad. And so being able to be a resource when a family is really in crisis, in a state of emergency, and to be able to say, you're not alone, we'll walk alongside you, we'll help you get to the resource that you need, and be an encouragement for you as you're going through this difficult struggle. So it's been such a blessing to have those conversations with individuals, to be trusted as someone that they would share their heart with and share their deepest struggles with. I think it's a privilege to be able to sit alongside someone and to hear maybe that struggle that they don't want anyone to know they're having. Mm-hmm. And when Satan is attacking us, One thing we know about Satan is that he's not creative, but he's very active. And so he often attacks in the same way. He only has a couple of tools. He's not creative like our Lord, but he is prowling around like a lion looking for someone to devour. And so when we're under attack, what a privilege it is to stand alongside one and remind them that they actually have weapons to fight back in the spiritual battle that they're under. And so to remind them that the external word of God is present for them and that his promises are true, that he has not forsaken them and that he is with them. And so I really think that the way that Concordia Counseling is impacting the community is one person at a time and in one conversation at a time, as we're recognizing where Satan is attacking individuals with false beliefs that lead to despair and helping them to walk more faithfully in the truth that the Lord has given to us. And those one-on-one conversations every single day that we're having, that's the impact. And even though those conversations may seem small at the time, the impact is great because if wives and husbands and mothers and fathers can be reoriented to the promise of God and to be reoriented to the truth, the ripple effect is great. To go home and to share, to be renewed after you've been depleted, emptied out, and to be replenished and renewed and to be able to bring that back out into your families, into your congregations, the ripple effect is how the Lord is working through Concordia Counseling.
How has this, just in the short time, how have you seen this shape the culture of the community and the congregations you're serving? How is it making a difference for these congregations?
One of the things that I think has been most significant is that the pastors are able to reach out and have a relationship with Concordia Counseling. One of the things that I think is unique about what we're able to do is that we're able to set up within our electronic health record system a way for the pastors to be added as a contact on each of their members' files. So they're able to see when their member is receiving services, and they know if they've canceled an appointment, they know if they've attended an appointment, they know when they're discharged from services. And that partnership between the churches and Concordia Counseling, or the schools and Concordia Counseling, means that the way the culture is changing is that also our pastors and our church workers are no longer alone. Mm-hmm. They have the resource available to them where they can refer with confidence, knowing that their member is going to be receiving not only Christ-centered, but distinctly Lutheran care and a service that's going to point them right back to the life of the church.
And if pastors are supportive of this and making use of the services that Concordia Counseling offers by making referrals, I am sure that changes how the person in the pew perceives services provided by Concordia Counseling. I think we've been working diligently to change how the average person perceives mental health and wellness and care services, clinical services. And I think when a pastor can make that referral with confidence and speak confidently about those services, I think that changes how we and the people in the pew see those and perhaps more willing to make use of them.
You're so right in that. I actually had a conversation the other day with a woman who was seeking counseling, and she directly said to me, "I'm not so sure about counseling, but my pastor said it was a good idea." And so she was willing to reach out because she trusted her pastor that if he thought it was going to be helpful, then she was willing to give it a try.
How can we learn more about Concordia Counseling?
We have a website, www.concordiacounseling.com. You can, if you have a referral, you can call 812-671-8704. We'd love to hear from you.
And where can, I guess, is there a service area? Can people receive services only in Indiana? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Concordia Counseling is a regional RSO ministry, and so we serve primarily the Brownstown and Seymour circuits of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're located in Jackson County in Seymour, Indiana. Currently, our mode of service is face-to-face services. And so if you're within 30-minute proximity of Seymour, Indiana, that is primarily our service area.
ConcordiaCounseling.com, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Our guest today, Deaconess Michelle Downey, Director of Concordia Counseling. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Great to learn about Concordia Counseling today. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.